Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. Scammers trying to target Robinson-Huron Treaty members. Members of Robinson-Huron Treaty, RHT, First Nations are becoming targets for scams asking for personal and banking information. The Robinson-Huron Treaty Litigation Fund, RHTLF, issued a warning late Tuesday, November 21, warning members of fraudulent letters being sent to beneficiaries about RHT settlement payment processing. These letters are branded with government and/or RHTLF logos and ask for individuals to provide personal and banking information to confirm their eligibility for distribution, reads the release from RHTLF. Once details are provided, it promises to either direct deposit or mail a check. On June 17, the Robinson-Huron Treaty Litigation Fund, RHTLF, and the governments of Canada and Ontario announced a proposed settlement of $10 billion for past compensation following negotiations in the Robinson-Huron Treaty annuities case. Canada and Ontario have not yet signed the settlement officially. In a recent release, the RHTLF announced a goal timeline of February 2024 to receive the $10 billion settlement amount from the governments of Canada and Ontario, and set spring-summer of 2024 as the target for communities to begin per capita distributions. Read the full story here. Sudbury Indie Cinema asks GSDC for $200,000 to stay open, saying it's struggling financially. Sudbury Indie Cinema has applied to the Greater Sudbury Development Corporation for a $200,000 bridging grant over 3 years. Beth Mayers, lead programmer and former executive director for the Sudbury Independent Cinema Co-op, said between chronic underfunding of the arts sector, rising costs and the impact of COVID-19, it's sort of like a perfect storm. We want to stay open, she said, adding that she has her fingers crossed for GSDC to make a positive decision on the issue when they next meet on December 9. She said she laid out the current situation to the Sudbury Indie Cinema's membership November 20 during the AGM. The board and myself have been quietly trying to resolve this issue as we could with funding and various other things, Mayers said. The roots of Sudbury Indie Cinema actually go back a decade, when the former Rainbow Cinemas in the downtown mall shut down, and a group of Sudburians decided to look into creating an arthouse cinema there. Read the full story here. Over 5,000 tickets sold for Matilda at STC this holiday season. Whether you're a fan of the original Roald Dahl book, one of the two movies based on the tale, or you're currently unfamiliar with the story, Yes Theatre invites audiences to take in their holiday offering of Matilda, the musical. The show is currently slated to run November 24 to December 17 at Sudbury Theatre Centre, although the run may be extended through until the end of December. More than 5,000 tickets have been sold so far. Matilda is the multi-award-winning musical from the Royal Shakespeare Company, inspired by the beloved book by the incomparable Roald Dahl. With a book by Dennis Kelly and original songs by Tim Minchin, Matilda is the story of an extraordinary little girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. Winner of 99 international awards, including 24 for Best Musical, Matilda has been delighting audiences for over a decade. Read the full story here. Post-secondary schools will be banned from declaring insolvency. The federal government has signaled it will move to prevent post-secondary institutions from declaring insolvency. This in the wake of Laurentian University's 2021-2022 insolvency, which included mass layoffs and program cancellations, the severing of ties with federated universities operating on campus, resulting in even more layoffs and program cancellations, and a plan of arrangement that will see LU creditors receive only roughly 14-24% of what they're owed. The issue is tackled in the federal government's fall economic statement, which was released on November 21. Following the unprecedented financial crisis and restructuring at Laurentian University in 2021, Canadians have raised concerns about the appropriate protection of important programs and services in the event of a publicly funded post-secondary educational institution becoming insolvent, said the fall economic statement. Since then, Innovation, Science, and Economic Development Canada has engaged with universities, students, faculty, and other stakeholders to explore how to best protect the public interest functions of these essential institutions in insolvency and restructuring situations. Read the full story here. Criminal mischief charges against OPP officer withdrawn. A criminal harassment charge against a West Nipissing, Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, sergeant has been withdrawn, as confirmed by the Sudbury District Court. Sergeant Andre Chenier, 50, was charged with criminal mischief. He was arrested by Greater Sudbury Police on November 2, 2022. The court said Chenier pleaded to a peace bond on July 21 of this year. A peace bond is a protection order that can be in place for up to 1 year and can be renewed. A publication ban is in effect for this case. At the time of his arrest in 2022, Sergeant Crystal Jones from the West Nipissing OPP detachment told Sudbury.com that Chenier was placed on modified duties after the charge was brought against him, but he had already taken an unrelated leave. No further information was provided. Chenier continues to be on leave. New Laurentian president could be named very soon. Following all of the turmoil of Laurentian University's 2021-2022 insolvency, the termination of the former president and an interim president steering the ship in the meantime, LU could have a new permanent leader very soon. Laurentian interim president Sheila M. Blaton revealed this news during the November 21 meeting of the university's Senate. She said the Presidential Search Committee, chaired by LU Board of Governors Chair Vern Cameron, has identified its candidate. There are still some levels of approvals to go, she said, with special Senate and Board of Governors meetings to be held dealing with this agenda item in the near future. M. Blaton spoke about the topic in both her written and verbal president's report, as well as in response to a question during the meeting by Senate member Shannon Bassett. Read the full story here.